From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Iran reached a nuclear milestone today as workers began loading fuel into the Bashir nuclear plant. From Istanbul, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports there's widespread doubt in the West over Iran's assertion that its nuclear program has peaceful purposes.
Iranian state television showed Iranian and Russian officials overseeing the start of the fueling process. The Bashir plant was finished with Russian help, and Moscow has pledged to ensure that spent nuclear fuel isn't used in some kind of weapons program. Washington and its Western allies worry that Tehran's insistence on enriching its own uranium means that Iran wants to acquire nuclear weapons. They argue that it's wrong to reward Iran with a working nuclear power plant while it continues to balk at United Nations demands that it stop enriching uranium. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Government officials in Russia say they have detained a diplomat from Romania suspected of spying. Peter Van Dyk reports from Moscow. He's accused of trying to obtain military secrets.
The National Anti-Terrorism Committee said Magomed Ali Vagabov was killed this morning along with four other militants during a special operation in Dagestan. He was reportedly the second most powerful member of the Islamic militant hierarchy behind Doku Omarov. The committee said militants under his command had carried out dozens of attacks in the North Caucasus and he had organized the Moscow subway bombings. One of the suicide bombers, a young woman from Dagestan, was reportedly Vagabov's wife. The Anti-Terrorism Committee said he studied in Pakistan and was an active recruiter of young men to the militant cause. Russia has been fighting Islamic separatists in the North Caucasus since the First Chechen War in the 1990s. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyk in Moscow.
Prosecutors in Sweden have withdrawn rape charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. They concluded the accusations were without foundation. Assange questioned the timing of the charges and called them a dirty trick. He and his website are planning to release more classified documents on the war in Afghanistan. President Obama is stepping up the effort to shed more light on who's behind campaign spending. In his weekly media address, he accused Republicans of wanting to keep people in the dark about who's behind corporate political spending.
Americans are already being inundated with the usual phone calls and mailings and TV ads from campaigns all across the country. But this summer, they're also seeing a flood of attack ads run by shadowy groups with harmless-sounding names. We don't know who's behind these ads, and we don't know who's paying for them.
He's urging the GOP to join the opposition to the Supreme Court ruling that increased how much corporations can spend. In the Republican address, Hawaii Congressman Charles DeJoux blasted Democrats for out-of-control spending and taxing. He urged House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to consider GOP spending cut proposals. From Washington, this is NPR. 50,000 people who live near China's Yalu River were forced to flee after floodwaters, fueled by more rain, breached a dike. The heavy rains and flooding also halted rail service, destroyed more than 200 houses, and at least three people are unaccounted for. Flooding is still a huge problem in Pakistan. The Indus River continues to swell, inundating dozens more towns and villages in the south. Nearly 150,000 people were forced to evacuate. Authorities expect the waters to recede in the next few days. A Northern California campground is closed because officials are concerned about the plague. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports the action follows detection of an infected animal.
Officials decided to evacuate visitors and close the site after park workers found a dead ground squirrel that tested positive for plague. The campground is located near the Nevada border. Plague can be transmitted to humans through fleas, and health officials found the proportion of fleas on rodents in the area was high. Next week, officials will discuss treatment options. The state hopes to reopen the popular campground by Labor Day. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
There's been a minor earthquake in the California desert. The trembler measuring 3.7 struck about 10 miles northwest of Palm Springs. No injuries or damages are reported. A Dutch teenager has left on a voyage, the goal to become the youngest person to sail around the world. 14-year-old Laura Decker cast off from a Portuguese port to avoid media attention. Her manager says she was in good spirits as she left on her 38-foot boat, Guppy. The trip is expected to last a year or more. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support